Good Wednesday morning, beloved, and welcome to this edition of our 5-Minute Journey. And what a wonderful way it is for me to start this day that the Lord has given us with the best people in the world, the people of our church. So today we're in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 21. And here the Apostle Paul says that God's people no longer need to offer dead animals or make any other sacrifice in order to please God, because they are to offer their whole selves in living service to God. Such worship involves using the gifts each has received in accordance with God's grace. And God's saving word for us today is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourselves to the standard of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and what is pleasing to him and is perfect. Because of God's gracious gift to me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourselves more highly than you should. Instead, be modest in your thinking and judge yourself according to the amount of faith God has given you. We have many parts in the one body, and all these parts have different functions. In the same way, though we are many, we are one body in union with Christ, and we are all joined to each other as different parts of one body. So we are to use our different gifts in accordance with the grace that God has given us. If our gift is to speak God's message, we should do it in accordance to the faith that we have. If it is to serve, we should serve. If it is to teach, we should teach. If it is to encourage others, we should do so. Whoever shares with others should do it generously. Whoever has authority should work hard. Whoever shows kindness to others should do it cheerfully. Love must be completely sincere. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another warmly as Christians, and be eager to show respect to one another. Work hard and do not be lazy. Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion. Let your hope keep you joyful. Be patient in your troubles and pray at all times. Share your belongings with your needy fellow Christians and open your homes to strangers. Ask God to bless those who persecute you. Yes, ask him to bless, not to curse. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Have the same concern for everyone. Do not be proud, but accept humble duties, and do not think of yourself as wise. If someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with a wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good. Do everything possible in your part to live in peace with everybody. Never take revenge, my friends, but instead let God's anger do it. For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good. And today's key verse is Romans chapter 12, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul says, offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. You know, beloved, it is the nature of the flesh to want to be able to do things on our own, of our own desire, of our own creation, so we can show God, you know, how thankful we are, how important he is to us. But that is just pride, human pride, when we decide we're going to please God on our own terms. No, if God truly is our Lord, then it is our responsibility to find out what our Lord wants of us and then do those things. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Let's pray. Lord God, I offer myself as a living sacrifice, dedicated to a life of service that is pleasing to you. Transform me inwardly so that I may know and do your will. Teach me to share the gifts you have given me for the sake of building up your kingdom and being an instrument of your love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 14, where the Apostle Paul encourages Christians to obey state authorities. So until tomorrow, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.